Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts, and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed, where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And they were very funny.
Okay.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
We are trying a new microphone. How does that sound? Is it good or is it shit?
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series and the episode. Do hope you hit the subscribe button. Put out three new interviews every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots like iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, WFPK.org, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith with That's Me, Kyle Meredith. And today, talking with the Wild Things, we're going to be getting into their album, Afterglow. It's the band's sophomore album, co-produced by Pete Townsend, who also even plays some guitar on the record, Sidney Ray White, and Rob Kendrick. We're going to talk about how the record slowly morphed into a type of concept album, how they landed the Who guitarist as their guide, and what it was like having their first post-lockdown show as the opener for the Who at, get this, Royal Albert Hall. Not a bad first gig back. Rob and Sidney, who are also husband and wife, going to give us the backstory on the first single, Only Attraction, the live favorite, Drunk Again, and their love of face crystals. So let's do it. We're discussing Afterglow. It's Kyle Meredith with The Wild Things.
Hi.
How's it going?
I know there's so much going on with The Wild Things right now. You've got a brand new record on the way called Afterglow, produced by a guy named Pete Townsend that we'll get to here in just a little bit.
Yeah, just casual.
But I want to hear about this, because what you guys are doing, as I understand this, is this a concept album?
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of been saying it's not, but I guess if you had to put a name to what it is a concept. It was something that we'd never written this way before. I guess as a listener, you can either take each song as it is, or you can really listen and there is a story that takes place around it. I mean,
when we were writing and it was in the middle of lockdown, all we seemed to be hearing from people we really liked was how miserable it was to be in lockdown songs, which is fine. But I kind of feel like once we'd moved past all that, that's probably the last thing anybody wants to listen to or pay attention to. So we thought it'd be fun to swing the other way and just write music celebrating things, not happy music celebrating having it, but just celebrating everything, like celebrating how lovely it is to be in love, or you know, how beautiful heartbreak can be and all these sort of things. And the more we wrote these songs, the more we realized that they all occupied the same universe unintentionally. But it was, I'd be writing about rain in one song, or we'd be writing lyrics about rain in one song. And then we realized in a different song, we've been writing about the rain, but in a completely different context. It was like, we started thinking, what if all these were happening at the same time? Mm-hmm. What if it was what if it was this one special evening in this fictional town? And we didn't want to put the label of concept album on it because I'm not 100% convinced that's how people take on music anymore, particularly for a new band. So I thought it'd be more interesting to have a collection of thematic songs that you can almost put in an order that's special to you and have your own sort of stamp and kind of make it your own. So it is a concept album, but it's also like a, I don't know, choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Musical journey.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. I've never had an artist say I made a choose your own adventure album. So
we can be the first then. That's what it is.
You can be the, I do love, but it's interesting because once you figure that out, does that then start directing how you write songs that maybe came after the, sort of that realization?
Yeah,
for sure it did. I mean, it kind of expanded into its whole own universe, which a lot of other stuff has come out of, and like characters and potential stories and other projects that we're now doing. And yeah, it kind of one thing merged into the other. And we surrounded ourselves in this world for a really, still have, haven't we?
Yeah, it was really freeing. I can imagine in a lot of ways it could be quite restrictive, but for us, we found it extremely freeing because there was a direction, but we weren't tied down to something specific. Mm. You know, it wasn't this one narrative where you had to jimmy in what was happening to what was going on in the music. Rather, the music could always dictate what was happening, but it gave us a place to write from.
Yeah.
I would imagine you know, in a lot of these songs, you're allowing plenty of yourself into it. But, you know, it, as you start to maybe write towards characters, like, do you know these characters? Like, do you conceptualize their backstory in your head? Are they based on real people beyond maybe yourselves?
Ooh, good question. I mean, there's definitely influences from people that we might know, but I wouldn't say they're inherently based on anyone in particular. Probably a lot of instances, there's people or bits of people that we'd like to be and things like that. It's not really characters where you could go like, oh, that's Sids or that's Rob, by any stretch, I think. Is that right to say?
Yeah. Yeah. For example, there's a song called Stones, which is about, it's about somebody saying goodbye in hospital to somebody that's passing away. And it's, the lines are like, paper thin halls, paper walls. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about being very close to somebody, but being away from them at the same time. And obviously that is the narrative of that song. But the way that song came about actually was your family dog passed away.
Oh yeah.
And so the lyrics, slowly we go, careful on stones, is a metaphor for, you know, how you go through this situation. But it was also, we used to have to walk Digger really slowly on the stones because his
back legs were going.
So it's trying to find that, deeply personal moment and then making it available to everybody, I think.
Yeah. Right.
To be something metaphorical and very specific in exactly. The background there, right?
Yeah, like at the same time.
Yeah, well, you know, and my apologies for not really really giving you guys the props on this like I should have at the beginning, because it's such a great sounding album. Every song, you know, is so perfectly put together. And, you know, for a lot of us over here, so this album and really the first single, Only Attraction, I mean, this was my introduction to you all. I go back and I listen to the record you put out a couple of years ago. And I think, oh my God, you sound fully realized from the very beginning. Like, that record sounds great, you know, and for, you know, a first record or whatever version that is, I think that's what caught me off guard. And if you don't mind backing up a little bit, you know, into your all's history, as we do get acquainted with you here, where does that come from? Because when did you become such great songwriters, I guess, is what I'm getting at here.
You. we're just going to stay here all day. This is great.
Yeah. Just keep asking that question.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the band is obviously quite literally family. My brother is the bassist and our producer. Rob and I are married. Cam and I have been writing music together for a really long time. Before I met Rob and we kind of started writing music as a three, just because we didn't have anything else to do. And there was no necessary, like, there wasn't any intention to become what we have become. But I think everything that you listen to, be it the new stuff or the first record, you know, it did take us a long time to get there. Just people didn't see behind the scenes. I mean, it's funny. We were in the car the other day and my phone just started playing a demo from God knows how many years ago. And I wanted the ground to swallow me up. It was so awful. But we then started having the conversation. Wow, if you'd have told us however many years ago that was, because we thought we were incredible at the time, you know? Yeah, if you'd have told us then what kind of we're doing now and what even we did with the last record, I think I'm really grateful that you say it sounds that way, but it did take an awful long time. And I think because of our relationships in the band, and being lucky enough to have, I think, what a lot of songwriters don't have, which is that really, really tight kind of connection. That's where it formed from. And a lot of hard work. And we spend all of our time with each other. So, you know, even if you're not doing specific songwriting sessions, there's always something going on or bubbling. And I think that's where it all comes from. So we're very lucky in that way to have that time. You know, when you're not doing anything, you're still doing something probably creative. So I would say that's kind of where the finished sound, the polished sound comes from. Yeah. That and Cam as a producer is exceptionally talented.
A bit of a savant, isn't he?
He's just ridiculous. Never tell him I said that because he's my brother. So yeah, cut that. but yeah, I think that's kind of where it comes from. Again, we're very lucky in that way.
I mean, it is. It's such a great defined sound. So, I mean, you know, as people talk about the recipes, you know, the stew that gets made when you put certain chemicals together. And I'm talking about, you know, people in this sense. I mean, you guys make a great soup is what I'm getting at.
Thank you. And we love soup. So
I'm getting that on a t-shirt.
It's a good rock and roll soup.
We could put that on the back of the album.
That's great. My quote here, you know, great. Rock and roll soup, Kyle. Man, that's it's like the book insert. So then we do get to hear, and I mentioned another fella, Pete Townsend of The Who, obviously. You guys hook up with him, and now he's part of this record too. You know, helping with songwriting and I guess producing. I mean, to what extent are you working with Pete, and how did that relationship come about?
Pete seems to just be involved in our lives now, and I say that in the best way possible. We met Pete a few years back. We were actually touring a production of Quadrophenia, which is how we met. And when we started making music, we were just really cheeky. We had his email, so we were like, thinking again we were the hottest thing on the planet, we were like, hey Pete, listen to this demo, would you? And at the time he was like, maybe go and do some work, kids. And, you know, we did. And again, it was before sort of COVID happened, and we'd done our first record and we knew he liked it. So we just sent him a couple demos of stuff that we were working on, again, just to be cheeky, because, you know, you never know what anyone will say. And he went, oh, cool. I'm really vibing this. Do you want to come into the studio? And we were like, let us think about that. Yes. And so we did. And at the time it was only, I think we went in with four songs and we spent like a week there, and it was incredible. It was just, it was a whole different level of learning and it was unbelievable. But from there, again, we hadn't written the full record yet, but we carried on writing. And again, we had kind of the, I don't know, blessing of lockdown, if you want to call it that, to do so. And he just loved everything that we were writing, thank God. Mm. And he then went on to kind of produce it with us. And I'm still slightly unsure how it happened, if I'm honest. It's still a bit of a pinch me moment, but I'm not complaining at the same time.
He's been this incredible guide for everybody, but in their own personal ways, particularly in the sessions when we were writing together. He really helped you trust yourself, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Find your voice and open out.
For sure. I was maybe not so confident vocally before going into these sessions, just because I'd be a bit embarrassed to take risks, where he would then be like, who cares? Just do it. And, you know, you don't, I know everyone says just do it, but for somebody like him to kind of give you that freedom, it changed everything. And it helped our live set too. For that. And he very lovingly calls himself our musical godfather, which he really, really is. And, you know, we love being able to send him stuff, anything we work on. You know, he's a harsh critic. He'll tell you the truth, which is better, I think, as well. You know, you don't just want everything sugarcoated. And that's, you know, how we've got the record, which we are very proud of. And we're very blessed to have him on it.
Yeah, yeah. He gave you that thing, I think. He gave our drummer, Pete, who's this incredible
unbelievable drum
hero. He just let Pete know how incredible he is, mm-hmm. which is, I think, is exactly what Pete wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Cam, he sort of found a musical collaborator, I think.
Yeah.
Pete and Cam seem to come from the same place, and it was just the pair of them were just sort of, why don't you try this? Why don't you open with this? And watching how Pete broke apart our approach to songwriting was fascinating. And then for me, it just, the way we discussed earlier about creating these worlds just seemed to draw so many parallels to the same thing he does with, you know, he did with Quadrophenia and Tommy. Not necessarily that he was writing each song differently, but the way he sort of took on these characters and used them to create these albums that he had was definitely, it was definitely a thumbs up to sort of go like,
do that.
That's going to be an interesting moment too. It's like, oh, by the way, Pete, I think this is going to be a concept album. You say to the guy, as you mentioned, who created, you know, the greatest rock operas of all time. You know, that's
Yeah. It didn't seem to mind. So.
Like, of course it is.
when we put out the first single, when we put out Only Attraction, he was like, yes, it did great, guys. You know, you've got to make sure that you follow it up now with something special, because my first three singles did quite well. I'm like, did they, Pete?
did they do all right?
Good. Is that the
yardstick?
Is it right? Cool.
Yeah, thanks for putting us in that comparison right there. That's no pressure, right? No pressure. That's
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I only want to tell this story very quick and injecting myself in here. I met Pete a few years ago on the set of Morning Joe in New York. And it was right after the Who played Madison Square Gardens, and we had him in there, and it was my first time on it. And we did this amazing interview. I think it was an amazing interview. And I walked out and I left, and I was told afterwards that the complete file was corrupt and it was never taped whatsoever. So my Pete Townsend story is that I did meet the guy and had a one-on-one conversation in front of a TV audience, and no one ever heard.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. We'll do it again another time.
For sure.
But I bring up MSG, and you guys are taking that now the relationship is further. I mean, as you said in your life, you guys are opening for the Who.
Yeah.
But how has that been? Because I mean, that's the big jump to the arenas. And I know you've done that a few times now, but you know, as you're crafting these songs, as I understand, once you play them in a club is one thing, but having to project them in a room like that, like what's that process been?
That, I mean, it's been really unique, because for when we wrote these songs, I mean, I don't know if bands write an album or a bunch of songs and go like, I'm writing this to perform them in a stadium or an arena, you know, and we certainly didn't. We weren't thinking of performing them at all. We were just writing. Yeah. And again, it was in the middle of lockdown, so we couldn't play if we wanted to. But when all of that started to open up again, the first show we played was with The Who, and it was at the Royal Albert Hall in London. So we were like, okay, well, this is as good a time as ever to test it out.
Yeah, that was the first time we ever played those songs.
Yeah, so we'd never played them to anyone, let alone an arena audience. But they do work well. I think there's I think there's a sort of vastness to them that allows them to resonate in those spaces. I mean, we have obviously played clubs as well, but we've also played some arenas here in the last couple of months, and they work well in both. It is more fun, I think, to play in the slightly bigger places with them, just because they do demand that space.
Yeah, they have space.
But it's very interesting going from like 0 to 100 after a world pandemic. But I think the audience is so receptive to that too. There is that thing of, it doesn't matter if it's a whole arena full of people or a tiny room, people are just excited to be out and listening, and we're just excited to be playing it. And I think if you ask any band or musician or anyone on the planet, they'll say the same thing, unless they really hate performing. I think they sound really good in a big space. So hopefully that will come across in Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah, we're playing Madison, and we're playing Madison. We're playing Madison.
Sorry, I mean MSG. You've already done. You've done your own shortening there. Yeah.
we're playing a Musg, and then literally the night after we're playing the Mercury Lounge, which we're equally excited about. But it's real, you know. It's a wonderful contrast between the two things. And what we're really hoping will happen, or what I personally am hoping will happen, is it will connect with some of the people at Musg, and we'll be able to share that moment even more intimately with them at the Mercury Lounge. That's the dream, really.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the song lined up for it too. I mean, My Heart is in New York, which is going to be on the new album. Pandering?
Yeah. we change that song to Everywhere We Go. It's My Heart is in Skegness.
Yeah, yeah.
My Heart is in Michigan.
So pandering, yes. Smart musician right there. Yeah, I did want to ask about some of the songs too. You know, we brought up Only Attraction, and just to get the backstory on that one, if we could get a little specific, where does that one come from?
Ooh, was that one of the first ones we did?
I think that was the first song we wrote off the next album.
Okay, so it was kind of the opening into what the rest of the album would be for us stylistically. It was definitely, I mean, to me, it's still our style, but it doesn't sound like the last record. I think there's quite a bit of growth in there. So it definitely highlighted like where we were going to go, but I don't know where it came from. It just happened. It was one of those things. And again, we were lucky enough that it did, because then it opened that creative door. And I don't even think it was specifically like, oh, this thing happened to us, so we have to write about it. It was just all of us sat in a room going, you know, this is a cool riff, let's go from here.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure. It was that was probably the only one on the album that was a bitch to figure, because that really came before we knew what we were doing with the album. And so there was like version 1, version 2, version Pete Townsend, version 4, version 700, version Pete Townsend 2. And so that one took a lot of, probably the most work and the least work at exactly the same amount of time. But luckily, I think, in my personal opinion, it's such a strong song that it was able to take that beating and...
For sure, it's been around the ringer, but it's come up better for it.
Even that was... taking that was a learning experience with Pete, because we wrote the song and there was a section in the middle that was a riff. And he was like, what's the name of the song? I said, Only Attraction. He goes, well, why the fuck aren't you putting it 7 times?
Yeah.
Every time there's a musical break, to make sure that everybody remembers the name of the song. The
name
of it, There's just pieces like that you just
go, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He is a smart guy.
Yeah, just a bit.
So I'll ask this. So Drunk Again is another standout cut right there. And you do try a different flair on this one too. I mean, it's got a different sound, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, I'm not sure where that one came. I don't know where that one came from. I can say it is by far and away the most fun to play live. So if you do come and see us, you'll definitely hear it. It's a riot. It's definitely, I think, again, on this record, we allowed ourselves to be a bit more, I don't want to use the word sloppy, but I guess free in terms of structure and having to have every note to every single like beat absolutely perfect, which was something we very much stuck to beforehand. And I think Drunk Again was kind of earlier on in the writing that, again, was another one that allowed us to go like, okay, nothing has to be absolutely perfect. And this can be a bit rambunctious. And
well, what's funny is the reason you think it was early was because it was a completely different riff that me and Cam used to play when we were bored in the studio.
Was that the one?
Yeah. And so the riff in the song is but it was straight when we used to
I remember.
And we used to play it harmonized.
Yeah.
And then it used to go somewhere completely different. It was almost like a Beatles-esque sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I was trying to bully Cam into using that riff in some way, shape, or form throughout the whole creation of the album. And then for some reason at the end, he just literally kicked the door open one day. He was like, I've got it. And what we had was that riff, but in a sort of much more swung way.
Yeah.
And then it was one of those, it is like putting a puzzle together. As soon as that was done, it was like, oh, this is the feel of the song. And then I don't think we even did a rewrite on those lyrics.
No, we didn't, no.
I think you just had them and they just, that was it.
They sat.
Literally. I don't think we even wrote more lyrics. No. It was just those and that was done straight away.
Well, it's a fun moment on the record. Full of fun moments, by the way.
Thank you.
And so you got on tour. What's the budget for Face Crystals for you guys? Because I understand they're pretty large. Let's see, wait a second. Face Crystals, lasers, and waistcoats. Is that where the rest of the budget goes?
That's incredible. That's so good. My makeup artist is going to be so pumped that you said that. Him and I have like, we've created these looks with these freaking face crystals and stuff. It's amazing because it started off as just like, we'll just do this for one show. And now I swear to God, there is glitter everywhere. That I just, it's unbelievable. I'm finding bits of glitter and crystals in places that you don't even want to know. Shout out to Ian McIntosh for the face crystals.
The dog farted yesterday. It was like a party pop.
Oh my God. I'm pumped that you noticed that. It's very funny. And Cam will be very pleased you noticed his waistcoat as well.
Right.
It's weird. It's just these happy accidents again that is just trying to be open enough to recognize. You just go, oh, of course that face makeup fits exactly what we're trying to do. But it wasn't really planned. It wasn't like somebody sat down and thought it through. It's just, you're just trying to be open enough to accept these things and try and be quick enough to realize that something exciting is happening.
Yeah.
A life of happy accidents. Look at that. We've summed it up right there.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations. I love Afterglow. You guys are such good songwriters. All right. Let's throw that compliment right back at you. You're so good at this.
Thank you.
Seriously, congratulations. And I can't wait to see it live for myself, honestly. The show looks so much fun. If I don't make it to the gardens, then I'm gonna be making it somewhere. I promise that.
For sure. Just hit us up and we'll have a party.
All right.
Wow, I've never sounded so lame in my life. I'm so sorry.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
We were doing so well. People might have thought we were interesting.
That's it. Ruined the whole thing.
You just ruined it.
Sorry.
Cut that.
It's going to stop right there, right after you say cut that. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. It was really nice meeting you, and we'll see you around.
You too. Thank you so much, man. Right.
My thanks to Sydney, to Rob. The Wild Things new album is called Afterglow. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews every week. New ones Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, mostly Twitter, occasionally Facebook and Instagram, all three of them at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Just blame us, it's easier.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.